How controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative? There are 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. And how many have you heard from? Two. The American people are caught up into a systematic circle that they continuously complain about, yet tolerate. Here's how this works. Do you remember back in the 1980s when everyone knew that pro wrestling was fake? And then they came out and finally admitted it to their fan base? And again, people watched it anyways. We've been at that point for a long time now with politics. Everyone knows that it's fake, but they don't care. Yet the people continually play the fools by voting every 4 years for the lesser of two evils that they have been given. The corrupt, compromised, and extorted. Do as we say or else. Politicians are tried in their submissions to their masters, and then they prove their allegiance to their masters and are then promoted accordingly in their climb up the political ladder. We know this to be true. That is, if we are to try and prove them by the very fruits that they themselves bear. They do their outward best to exhibit an angel of light, but the fruit that they continuously bear is the fruit of wickedness. Remember how the powers that are tolerated had the audacity to prop up their hand-picked options and then showcase them to you? Un-American sodomite Pete Buttigieg? Communist Bernie Sanders? Criminal Kamala Harris? And lunatic Elizabeth Warren? Were set as options for Americans to consider for the presidency? Folks, this is adding insult to injury, no doubt. And now you have Donald Trump and Joe Biden as your only options. Folks, this is controlled opposition. Controlled opposition is a protest movement that is actually being led by government agencies. Nearly all governments throughout history have employed this technique to trick and subdue their adversaries. Who are their adversaries, you might ask? We the people in this country. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. People ask me all the time, for whom are we to vote? They parrot the same talking points over and over again of the lesser of two evils, and I respond with, well, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Then they say, well, we only have two options. And then I answer, no, you only have two options that the powers that are tolerated have given you. And it is always the option of the one that is hated by the Americans, and the other is compromised, but not as bad as the other option. For example, do you remember John Kerry versus George W. Bush? Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama versus John McCain, or perhaps Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump? It's the same scenario with every election cycle. What people are not paying attention to is the fact that the ones that are put up are on the same team. In other words, they are two parties representing the same cause. Over and over and over again, who should we vote for? Who should we vote for, Bradley? Well, when speaking at events, I ask, how many people believe the mainstream media? Nobody does. I then ask, how many of them trust the government today? And again, no one does. I then ask them, who put the presidential candidates up as your options to become the next president? I answer with the same mainstream media that you do not believe, along with the powers which are tolerated in government that you do not trust. Friends, these candidates are not the people's choices. They are the choices that the mainstream media, and again, the powers that are tolerated, have given to you as your only options. It is, in fact, again, controlled opposition. It does not get any plainer than the nose on your face. You again have 1,104 different options since June 22nd of 2020, and Donald Trump and Joe Biden are your only two options. Remember what President Franklin D. Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said, presidents are selected, not elected. It's time to wake up, Americans.
Well, that's the truth of the matter, isn't it, folks? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Is the fact that the two options that have been given, they represent the same power that means to establish a global order.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be getting to in just a bit here is I wanted to highlight this because I wanted you to see it first and foremost. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to that page. As you go to the top, you'll see SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to that feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. No phone lines as of yet. Hopefully Monday, we're told Monday, we are supposed to have them up. So for the record, we're going to hold to it, and we will have phone lines on Monday. So with that said, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. You get the point. I was just highlighting this on social media platforms. Just yesterday, I had taken the time to recirculate the fact that there's over 1,000 different presidential contenders. Did you hear me? 1,000 other presidential contenders that are, in fact, being censored, suppressed, and ignored. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media keeps driving the people to the seats as they promote the fight between the two presidential candidates, as they call them, illegitimate, though they both are. They keep promoting the fight between Biden and Donald Trump. Yet again, what's being censored and suppressed by big tech companies is the 1,000 other presidential contenders. Now, what I want you to see is this, because it's important that you once again do see this. I promoted this. I put it back into recirculation. I've done it probably once every month over the last 4 months. Okay. In the process, just yesterday, again, I want you to pay attention as to how they are attacking that which is a threat to the establishment. Anybody that tells you that there's 1,000 other presidential candidates is a direct threat against the establishment. They are protecting Donald Trump and Joe Biden because they are the two candidates that are under control of the same corrupt powers that are tolerated by the people. They're two wings to the same bird, okay? We all know this here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But yesterday when I had posted this, I posted it, I shared it about 100 times to people that are close to the ministry. And within minutes, they were pulled. They were pulled instantaneously. Some of them said, you know what, they're doing this for follows. Some of them are saying that this is a dangerous organization. Of course it's dangerous. The truth is dangerous to the devil. It always has been because it exposes him for who he is, right? But look at this. It looks like you tried to get likes, follows, shares, or videos in a misleading way. In a misleading way. This is what they want you to believe, that this is all a lie. No, folks, the fact checkers are the ones that are sitting there like the devil, their father, John 8:44. If you remember right, going back to Genesis, I believe it's chapter 3, where Satan himself went up to Eve and said, "Hath God said?" Had God said, has God said, right? Question his authority. That's what the devil always wants you to do. What do you think the fact checkers are, folks? They're CIA-controlled mockingbird media, and they're useful idiots. What are they doing? Hath God said? Is this really the truth? Is this really the light that reproves their darkness? Ephesians 5:11. Well, of course it is. And they prove it over and over and over and over again. No wonder why Mike Adams is suing them. Hey, folks, here's the threat, right? They don't want you to know that there's over 1,000 presidential candidates. Why? Because they're legitimate candidates. That's why. We're going to get back to that in just a little bit here, folks. Don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But, folks, they couldn't have proven the point any better than the way that they proved it yesterday when they began to take down the article called "The CIA-Controlled Mockingbird Media is at it again. Why are the 1,000 other presidential candidates being ignored, suppressed, and or censored?" Folks, you better get your game on, because this is how they're going after the people. They're going after the people by suppressing free speech. This is something that I continuously highlight. But again, you got to ask the question, why are they censoring free speech? Do you remember what Ben Franklin said? He said, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them." So free speech and doing the lawful thing, the biblical and constitutional thing, by holding our said representatives accountable for somehow, some reason or another, is not an objective issue for the subversives in big tech companies that are being paid by your government to suppress and attack people such as myself. And then we found out just 2 days ago, as I highlighted that article as well, that the Supreme Court came in and said, no, nobody needs to be held accountable. You can't hold them accountable in federal government who's been suppressing free speech. Folks, our forefathers would have been out on the streets long ago. Matter of fact, they were 250 years ago, showing you what they would not tolerate. And to their shame, I'm sorry, to the shame of their posterity, look what their posterity has put up with. This is how they are winning. What are people entertained by? Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Give me a break. As if to suggest there's any legitimacy whatsoever concerning either one of them. Absolutely not. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 when you get a moment, and you will understand perfectly as to what I'm covering here right now. Folks, I do want to give you this info before we get to the next topic, and there's a couple of them. But this is Soldier of the Cross. This is a book I wrote just this year. It's interesting because I started this last May, and then I wrote this book, 2.5 to 3 hour read, which is the head and then the armor, right? But then I wrote this book secondarily. All the prophets were pointing to the front. God speaks to the heart, not the head. So this one goes first, a 2.5 to 3 hour read. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and then read Soldier of the Cross, and your orders will be to you in 3 to 5 days. Say at the USPS, I say within 2 to 3 days. We have several things over there, not making our Father's house a house of merchandise, not in any sense of the word. These are per your request, Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.
Also available, this is A Baby Christian's Dream right here. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares
Exodus
my
32,
values.
Verse 4. Well, these Genesis be our gods, O Israel, the golden calf.
How easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver.
I'm going to hit on some of the things
your
that are taking place. Some things good. Some things are another wake-up call.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, really quick before we get back into this, it's quite interesting that when you look at Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, it's exactly where we're at. I just seen a post yesterday, and I'm sure many of you are ahead of me on this game, but when it comes to our food, did you know that over 30 countries worldwide today, they will not allow American food in their countries. I'm talking about the ingredients, the things that are being used in America. They will not allow them in their country. And what was interesting is that thought came to me, and this is how the Lord works with me. He'll bring it to me two or three times. Sometimes it's a person, and it's like, okay, I got you, Lord. I'm paying attention. We'll bring him up on the show, whatever the case might be. Well, I was just looking at that, and I was pondering that, and it's like, geez, what can we eat in America? It's all contaminated, and we can see who's behind this. Once again, there's Bill Gates, right? And they're trying to corral the American people into their system of what it is that they want us to be a part of by force, totalitarian methods, or an authoritarian method. The devil's behind all of it, and he's a defeated foe, and we need to take our authority and go deal with them. Luke 10:19. Read it when you get a moment. But this is what came around the corner again after I seen that over 30 countries completely denounce our American foods over into their country. Matter of fact, some of the restaurants in many cases are being closed down because of the ingredients that they're using because they're American made. In other words, friends, let me say it this way. Your food's being poisoned, and this not by chance. Just like your air, just like your water, just like your food, okay? I want to bring you over. I'm not a big fan of Dr. Phil. Don't know a whole lot about the guy, but this came across my scroll, and it was someone that was blowing the whistle on what was going on inside of the food industry. And in fact, yes, it was worthy of your ears to hear it and your eyes to see it. So let's check it out.
You're saying that the major beverage companies, food companies, all of them, are bribing the scientists, bribing the regulatory agencies to endorse their formulas, their ingredients for food, to say that they're good, say that they're okay. And in fact, those ingredients are meant to addict people to the foods that they're selling.
It's the express purpose. I was shocked as a junior employee to see a list of names of professors from Harvard, from Tufts Nutrition School, from Stanford. And as a junior employee working for the food companies as a consultant, I steered money to those schools. The food industry funds nutrition research in this country 11 times more than the NIH. You are loath to find a nutrition researcher who's not directly paid with a direct consulting agreement's bribes, and their research is predominantly funded by the food industry. I can tell you from working for this industry that that's not out of a philanthropic goodwill for unbiased research. The food industry is spending hundreds of millions of dollars on nutrition research to enhance their bottom line. It's to normalize these addictive foods.
Okay, so you got that, right? Can somebody tell me, and I know the answer, I'm being a little facetious, I'm being a skeptic, but I'm also playing the devil's advocate in part, in the sense of asking the question. How is it that the poisons that are found in our food that are cancer-causing, let's just say that for one, saccharin, I'm thinking of right now, just that one ingredient, how is it that was released and approved to go into the food line in the first place? What is it about? It all comes back to the same thing. My father judging a disobedient nation for not judging the wicked. That's what it is. Every problem and every issue that we have in this country comes back to us before the Lord in doing what it is that he's commanded us to do. And if we leave off his commandments and his just judgments and his statutes as to how to deal with the crimes, read Deuteronomy 19:19, do unto them as they meant to do unto you, and set the message and send that message to them and people abroad that those crimes will not be tolerated. That's how you teach men to fear the Lord in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. Okay? Folks, until the American people deal with the people that are bribing and being bribed and these unconstitutional agencies that are being used to give a green light to what they say is only good for the American people, and we see how worthless they have become, we see how vindictive they are, we see how dangerous they have become, because it's not about the people's health, it's about how much money are they making under the table. I know it, and you know it. How is it that it got into the food line in the first place? Well, when the corrupt do what the corrupt are always going to do whatever you let them get away with. And guess what they're doing? Just what you're letting them get away with. And the bottom line is this, friends, until they're personally dealt with and you bring judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9, it's going to continue on. It is absolutely going to continue on. Here, I want to bring up another piece that's going to get your attention just as much as the last piece did. We all know who our friend is, Catherine Austin Fitz, right? Well, what's interesting to note is she's bringing up a point that I brought up some time ago concerning how they're trying to go to a cashless society. I'm telling you, right at the offset of the pandemic, something was up with the banks right off the bat. This was another perfect excuse for them to go ahead and try to implement that which is completely unconstitutional. Matter of fact, if you look at Constitution of the United States of America, what is supposed to back the dollar but gold? And that has all been done away with. And the American people back in 1917 even went further than that by allowing their said representative government to establish the Federal Reserve, which is a fiat money. It's fake. There's nothing behind it. Americans, They're trying to push the American people and people on a worldwide basis into a system of a cashless society, a cashless society. Everywhere you go, they want your cards. It's like, nope. Or they want your phones. Nope. Here's cash. Use cash. Do not support this system. Why? Because it's a system of absolute control over your life. Once they go cashless, they're going to put a communist system in, just like they have in China, and every transaction's either approved or disapproved by the powers that you just submitted to. Did you know that? It's already going on in China right now. If they speak out against the government, they get demotions. They can't travel. They can't go to certain places. They can't have certain friends around them. They're completely marked by their said government. This isn't a joke. This is actually happening. And you can see that this is happening even today in America. Some people, when they want to go buy a gun or they want to buy ammunition, you know, the Second Amendment of the Bill of God-given rights, you know, shall not be infringed. That means to not be violated. Well, many cases, friends, have already been brought to the light that when they go out to buy a gun or they want to buy a whole bunch of ammunition, the banks won't pay for it on credit. See, folks, you better pay attention to what's going on. I want to bring up a point there. Remember the story I told you, and I'm talking to my friends that are my faithful friends, and I'm talking about those that listen to us and watch us every single day of the week. Do you remember when I was talking to a CEO, and we were talking about the issues that we were having with big tech companies and how they were censoring lawful content? And the CEO said to me, well, Bradley, it's their platform. I said, wait a second. It can be their platform, but it still doesn't give them the right to violate free speech, especially when those big tech companies are subversive and they're warring against who we are as a people by suppressing the biblical and constitutional and lawful content that we bring to it every day. I said to him, I said, okay, so you're saying that they can go ahead and scrub anybody they want. They can suppress anybody they want. They can censor anybody they want, right? Take this to this cashless society, because that's where it's going to go if the people say no way. If they give way to this, forgive me. I said to him, so what happens, going back to my conversation with my friend, the CEO, I said, so what happens when the phone company doesn't like what you have to say? Did you know that the messenger, did you know that they're trying in certain countries now to basically go through and vet all your content on your messengers? And if there's things in there that they say are unlawful, do you know that they're fining people and they're jailing people for it? So don't sit there and tell me it's not going that direction, because it is. Here's the other thing. What, when the electricity company doesn't like something that I have to say, they're just going to pull the plug and say, you know what, you don't have electricity anymore? Folks, this is a dangerous slope, and I want to tell you something. It's a slippery one, and it's dangerous to law. And that's what the people don't understand yet, because once they start to take the initiatives to start to do all of that, you can mark my words right now, June 28th. Friday, June 28th at 2:28, this is exactly the direction that they will take it. Mark my words. Hey, folks, it's like a bomb. A bomb has never been created that hasn't been used in anger. And do you think for one moment, folks, taking that and liking it to the two topics that I'm highlighting right now, do you think for one moment that these evil, wicked men don't mean to do just that in the first place? Oh, what the people put up with is amazing to me. I'm going to come back on the other side with Catherine Fitz, and I'm going to show you exactly what she's warning of concerning this cashless society. We'll be again right back after this break.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, P PETREGEN.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials.
Revelation 3, 9, Romans 2, 28, in defense of Israel and 29. Jewish people. John 8:44, make distinction as to who Israel is.
A night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America.
Gosh, people, wake up to who's today. Leading you by the nose, my goodness.
BBS Radio TV.
We should, well, actually, I think there's one more commercial after this, and then we'll come right back up, okay? So
BBS Radio TV, free, unmolested
I'm going to bring this up next. Hey, guys, consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty.
We don't limit the content.
Son or daughter of liberty.
We won't limit your opinion.
Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You don't keep us out there. We're not out there. Just
live with it.
Plain and simple.
How do you like them apples?
Luke 19:10, if you want to know who we are, what it is that we've done. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs,
all per your request.
Novels, dog tags and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, one of the things that I got to honestly say about this show is there's no excuse, because once you have the truth, now you're held accountable for that truth. And it's my job to give you the truth and to drive you to the cross and where it can do no more, period. Okay. The law detects. Romans 3:20. Augustine said, grace alone conquers. Romans 5:20. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's what that grace does. It's a power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Cool? But there's no excuse as to why anybody would listen to this show and not get an earful of the truth. And I think of Matthew 13:25, it says, but while men slept, his enemies came along and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Well, if you're sleeping and you come over to the show, I guarantee you we're going to wake you up. We're going to shake you awake. Period. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. But the people that are complaining about what's going on in this country are the responsible party to deal with the corrupt. And we got to let them know that it is their responsibility, not someone else's, or their sin's going to find them out, Numbers 32:23. So with that said, friends, I want you to listen to this and listen carefully, because I'm going to highlight another article here for you. You know what? I'm going to do this first. I'm going to bring you over, as promised, and I'm going to bring us back over to that of... Catherine Fitz, and I want to play this for you concerning the Cash the Society, and then I'll make the next point. Do forgive me. I got caught up on that one, okay? But we're going to go and listen to see what she has to say about this Cash the Society and the warning that she is kicking over the bow to the people on a worldwide basis, because at the end of this is the end of you if you allow them to do it. And it's always going to come in as a good idea. Remember that.
One of the things, you know, that you see when you fight, you know, at this level trying to protect freedom is they can't get financial control unless they can control the food supply. Because people can always start their own currencies as long as they can grow food and they have animal protein. And so if you look at the push for financial control and CBDCs or things like CBDCs, it's the same push. They're pushing to control the food supply. And there's an absolute, if you look at sort of the operations they do and the lies they tell to get that central control, a lot of it is to, you know, excuse and justify the things they're doing to get control of the food supply. So you and I discussed pharma food.
Yes.
Which we published before, Dutch Farmers and Fishermen. So this is an entire study on synthetic food, including lab-grown meat and insect-based flour.
Bioengineered.
It's basically the pharmaceutical industry taking over the food supply. So the idea is we get rid of farmers, we kill any naturally grown food, and we engineer food in manufacturing plants and laboratories. Here's what you need to understand. One of the reasons I'm working and I'm so committed to preventing financial transaction control is that is what they are planning on to feed you synthetic lab-grown meat. No one in their right mind would ever eat this stuff. But the reality is what they're hoping is that, you know, once they have control of your transactions, they can dictate your health policies and they can dictate what food you can and cannot buy. So if they don't want you buying pizza, you can't buy pizza. If they want you to buy pizza made with insect-based flour, that's what you're going to get. That's one of the reasons they want this kind of control. And remember, you had John Kerry saying, you know, we ought to get rid of all the farmers. They're literally planning on getting rid of all the farmers and instituting, you know, food created synthetically in manufacturing laboratories. You have to read it. And one of the reasons you have to read it is the reason to stop them from putting your farmers and fishermen out of business and pushing them off their land is if they succeed in doing that, you and I will be eating lab-grown meat. That's their plan.
Okay, so they'll dictate every facet of your life, even to the point of what you eat. That's what they want. You know, folks, I want you to be clear on what's happening here. I'm giving people the warnings. I'm blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. I absolutely appreciate everybody that's telling us the truth in their own capacity. Totally appreciate it. I don't like the tone of where many, and I'm not saying Catherine's doing this, but I'm saying I don't like the tone or the undertone or the blatant tone as to those that are giving you this information out, because oftentimes, and more than not, it's like they're sitting around waiting for the narrative, the next narrative, to come from the bad guys and how what we're going to do in response to it. Why don't people understand that prevention is better than cure? Why don't people understand that it's your job to push the judgment day up on these criminals? And instead of talking about what they're going to do to us, why don't you get in the word, the Constitution, and the examples that have been set before us and set our narrative concerning what we're going to do and what we're not going to do concerning who we are or concerning who we are as a people under God in this country. P.S. Posted script. Side note, if you don't mind. The world is waiting for Americans to get this. Which brings me to this next point. I love this. Here, look at this. One American News highlights this. Louisiana mandates 10 commandments display in public schools by 2025. Guess what? Should have never been removed in the first place. Here's another thing for you, friends. We never lost the right. Listen to this. I want you to listen to what Spurgeon said. Put this up against what you see in the modern day church of America today. I'm pulling it up. Just hang on a second. I do not believe that any man can preach the gospel who does not preach the law. Well, how do you know what the good news is until you show them what the bad news is? That we're all sinners. And the law's the tool and the schoolmaster to teach us that, Galatians 3:24. Right? He goes on, the law is the needle, and you cannot draw the silken thread of the gospel through a man's heart unless you first send the needle of the law to make way for it. Wow. Whoa. No wonder why Satan and his oligarch minions wanted to remove God's law back in the 80s. No wonder why corruption in government's been working overtime. Assailing God's law, which is an absolute recompense upon their own heads, as if to suggest they got the technology today to get one over on the Lord as they continuously work hand in glove, again in this covenant of death, Isaiah 28 verse 18, to go ahead and create a world without him. Hey, bad guys, listen carefully. Never going to happen. The church, the real church, is the anvil. You are the hammer. The anvil is not replaced. The hammer is always replaced. What is it that you don't understand? And don't sit there and tell me in this country you're not willfully blind, because you are willfully blind doing the things that you're doing. Let me go back to Spurgeon really quick, and then I'm going to bring back into this point concerning the mandating of the Ten Commandments down south. He said, lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken it away, or taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. You know how the American people have been conditioned today? When the law comes in, you know what the Holy Ghost uses? When he shows you your sins with the use of the law, the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment begins to work within you. John 16, starting in verse 8. To bring about what? Repentance towards God. Well, what happens if you remove that? Well, Romans 4:15 tells us, if there is no law, there is no transgression. What is corruption in the halls of government and the hirelings in the pulpit across America doing today? What are they promoting? Lawlessness. It's called the antinomianists. What does that mean? They have no regard for God's moral law. But they're going to find that they're going to, when they stand before the judge, the law giver, on that final day. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, start in verse 8. I mean, whoa, okay. Here it is. So the Louisiana, people are making a big deal about this. They're mandating the Ten Commandments. Folks, I'm again here telling you, after doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools, public high schools across the country, we never lost the right. Here's another one, and I want you to hear this. Oklahoma State Superintendent, the Bible and the Ten Commandments are foundational for Western civilization and will in every single classroom be in the state. Praise God. Hey, by the way, take a look at him. He's a young guy, isn't he? Notice he's a young guy having to stand up and fight for what the older generation has left off.
An announcement today regarding the Bible and the Ten Commandments.
Amen, brother.
My staff has been looking at Oklahoma statute. We've been looking at Oklahoma academic standards. And it's crystal clear to us that in the Oklahoma academic standards, under Title 70, multiple occasions, the Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system.
Of course.
And it's frankly, we're talking about the Bible, one of the most foundational documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country.
Amen, dude. Brother,
we also
amen.
Find major points in history that refer to the Bible, that reference the Bible. We see multiple figures, when, whether we're talking about the Federalist Papers, Constitutional Conventional arguments.
Folks, I'm going to take a break and we're going to come right back to this. It's a short video, but it's fantastic content as to what he's highlighting even now, folks. He's exactly right. Bring it on, brother from another mother. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future.
Having church up in here. Amen, dude. Love it.
We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter.
Oh, man.
Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally.
No, they're being cursed.
It's extraordinary.
Social media platforms, they're being cursed.
Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it.
Orders go out tomorrow morning.
Created by nature.
3 to 5 days. 2 to 3 days, we say.
Loved by pets. That's petregen.com. P-E-T.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues.
What does that correlation have to do with what he's talking about? I don't get it. I'm lost.
Power who threaten the values that have made
we're under attack, but gold and silver is the answer.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time.
Numbers 32, verse 4.
I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653.
Gold.
Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of both those pages. One more segment. Yes, it's the fastest hour on national radio. If you want to check out our affiliates too, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the Sons of Liberty and then go to affiliates. You can find us there. Or go to the events assembly on sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can see where we have been on the map as well. Cool? We are a ministry that does. This is more than talk radio here, friends. This is Do Radio, James 2, 14 through 26. Just wanted to make clear, okay? All right, sounds good. Just highlighting a superintendent from a southern state and of Oklahoma. And it's interesting, we just got picked up on a major affiliate there, which we were happy about, and they're going to be airing us all week there. But notice this superintendent. Notice he's a young man. And this is what I've noticed over and over and over again. You know, some people will be crying, well, where's the ACLU to put a stop to this? There's lines between church and state. Yep, that's what the ignorant Americans, that have bowed the knee to a communist subversive organization like the ACLU. Oh, you don't believe that? Okay, here, let me say it this way. I've done 365 public high schools. I didn't ask them for permission one time to do a high school. Why? Because the state has no children, number one. And number two, there's no lines between church and state. There is lines in the sense or an erected wall barring the government from interfering when it comes to people's religious freedom. 1802, Jefferson wrote to Danbury Baptist Church, and he told them, listen, there's an erected wall. Don't worry about it. This is how dummied down people have become. Mr. Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said the ACLU, the end of it is communism. What are you running from? The SPLC, what are you running from? It's not like they have a lawful standing. Everything they're doing is subversive to who we are as a people. My goodness, all those organizations that want to get rid of God, that the ignorance stinks to high heaven when people submit to them. You know what they live off of? Your fear of them. And there's the mainstream media to push the fear and help aid the fear, not realizing they're on the same boat we are. And when they attempt to shoot us down, they don't know that they're on the same boat. This is how ignorant they are. Freedom comes from God and Him alone. And those that are willing servants unto the Lord, that are willing to sacrifice themselves in giving it. Okay? That's the truth of the matter. I'm going to prove to you here, you never lost the right. So what this guy is doing right now is absolutely 100% spot on. And I am confounded by the people that go along with this and teach their kids to shut their mouth in public schools. Absolutely not. You know why they're afraid of the Ten Commandments? Because they condemn the crimes that the criminals are advocating for. That's why.
It's back.
Let's listen to this.
The Bible.
It's almost over.
It is essential that our kids have an understanding of the Bible and its historical context.
Amen.
So we will be issuing a memo today that every school district will adhere to, which is that every teacher, every classroom in the state will have a Bible in the classroom and will be teaching from the Bible in the classroom to ensure that this historical understanding is there for every student in the state of Oklahoma.
Amen.
In accordance with our academic standards and state law.
Amen. State. Did you notice how he said state law? Hey, folks, again, where are all the atheists? Come on. I mean, how many apologies do I get from all of the people that attack my ministry? And I'm not looking for that. I truly am not looking for that. I feel vindicated when I see this. You want to know why? Because those people need to see a guy out there that actually believes what the Lord says. Believe in you shall be established, saith the word of God. But it's interesting that these people are beginning to come out of the woodwork and they're beginning to take a stand and saying, wait a second, this has always been lawful. Who's talked us out of our God-given rights? Our parents have, and they taught us, the younger generation, to submit to what the bad guys were advocating for. Well, now that we know we're not going to take it, we're going to stand up and they're going to slide right down under our feet where they belong. Read Psalm 18. Again. Folks, I've been on the radio for 20 years. I have yet to have one person call in and tell me what we have been teaching here. Politicians, organizations. As a matter of fact, we even fleeced many of these organizations and these corrupt politicians that are advocating for lines between church and state, and not a one of them answered in the affirmative. Why? Well, I got to be honest and tell you the truth of the matter, friends. If I was them, I wouldn't come on the show neither. Why? Because I have a lawful reference to make concerning who we are, what state law presents to us. It's amazing. But here, without listening to me rattle on about how I'm confounded by how people give way to this, Martin Luther said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield, besides his mere flight in disgrace, if he flinches at that one point. Who is that? That was the great reformer, Martin Luther, back in the 1500s. Now, I remember I did a radio interview concerning our First Amendment victory in Boca Raton. That's where I went into a school. They were advertising my high school assembly program in Florida there, Boca Raton. And they had posters everywhere when I got there. And all of a sudden I went inside. And right before I was going to go in and start the assembly, we had a sodomite sitting there telling all the kids, listen, everything that this man's going to tell you is a complete lie. He never seen my program. Oh, by the way, what I didn't tell you is we had it all on film. And me understanding what the law says, and me understanding that that sodomite was violating the law and that he was a felon, I picked up the film and we sent it off to our attorneys the very next, or the same night. And the very next day we had a lawsuit on their desk. A week and a half later, I was flown back to Boca Raton to do a packed high school assembly in Boca Raton. So while I was doing my radio interview, I want you to listen to the conservatives of the day. They're worthless in so many different aspects. They're yesterday's liberals. When I was doing this radio interview concerning our victory in Boca Raton, the show host was mentioning that the Christian religion is under incessant attack. It's supposed to be. And he was talking about how it was under incessant attack in public schools. And then he complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. So, of course, did I sit there and just play dumb with him and shut my mouth? Or did I open my mouth because I needed to take responsibility and proclaim the truth of the matter? I proclaimed the truth. Because we're not ashamed, first of all, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Romans 1:18. Just so everybody understands that. 1:16, I'm sorry. We're not ashamed. We're not in the business of denying Christ. But I want you to listen to this. This is the answer that I said to him on his radio program, which was terrestrial radio, which means that it was a live broadcast and people that were driving in the such, they were receiving it from their antennas going into their radios. I said to him, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you have God-given rights, but you have to exercise those God-given rights, because if you don't exercise them, you're going to lose them. 1 Timothy 6:12. That's why it's called the good fight of faith. I told him, I said, you never lost the right. Of course, there's a pause. Like, what is this guy talking about? See, he's been listening to the mainstream media and Fox News far too long, okay, who promulgate the fear, not realizing that they're also under the control of the CIA Mockingbird media. I said, students have the right to pray in a public school campus. They never lost the right. I said, students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus. I said, they never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or religious material on campus. Why? I said, because they never lost the right. I said, students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth with Christian themes. Why? Because they never lost the right. Hey, folks, rights aren't taken away. They're forfeited. Okay? Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. As a matter of fact, many of them are unconstitutional, rendering them to be illegal. Okay? Students also have the right to discuss Christian issues, even though other students may overhear them. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much people how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. That's the great wonder of the age, isn't it? It absolutely is. It absolutely is. On Monday, if you want to call in and prove me wrong, because we're going to have phone lines on Monday, you go ahead and put me in my place, because I am going to enjoy that. I'm still waiting 20 years later. Hey, folks, this is what the mainstream media pushes, and it's completely unconstitutional. It's nowhere in the Bill of Rights. It's nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. Four times the Lord was sought out in the Declaration of Independence. The end of the U.S. Constitution ends with in the year of our Lord, 1787. I have no idea, Americans, to those that are forfeiting their rights, where you are getting your information from, because it is not coming from reliable sources such as sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check us out, folks. Okay. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in a matter of 2 days and 23 hours. Actually, 23 hours for 2 hours. We'll see you.